Blog Talk Radio.
Calling this the Dr. Showland, Dr. Hank Showland. And this show is about emotional intelligence. Well, not always about the word emotional intelligence, but it's about how emotional intelligence can be used in so many different ways. You know, when I think about it, when I want to talk about emotional intelligence, I'm really talking about a way of life, a way of being. A way of being. Give an example. You know, if you are someone who thinks of others, that's emotional intelligence. That's a way of being. If you're someone that typically says, good morning, or how are you? That's a way of being. That's emotional intelligence. Now, first of all, emotional intelligence is about a lot of things. And when I say a lot of meaning, that is just one. And maybe it didn't have any
impact on him whatsoever, or he just went about doing whatever he was normally doing before I got there. But the thing was, I had demonstrated being generous, because the $1 wasn't going to make or break me in one way or the other. But I was about to turn away from another human being, and whether he needed or not really didn't matter at that point. It was just like that, you know, here it is. Okay, here's another one. Get prepared. It's hard to be confident in yourself if you don't think you'll do as well at something, okay? Beat that feeling by preparing yourself as much as possible. Now, think about taking an exam as an example. If you haven't studied, you probably won't have much confidence in your ability to do well on the exam. But if you studied your butt off, you're prepared. And you'll be much more confident. So think of life as an exam and be prepared. Prepare yourself. Okay? We can't just assume that life is going to be normal and natural and we don't have to do anything. We need to prepare ourselves. Okay? Let's see. I think I have a few more that I want to just kind of share with you. Oh, stand tall. Stand tall. Now, I have to admit, my posture isn't the best. So it may sound a little hypocritical for me to give this advice, but I know it works because I often try it. When I remind myself to stand tall and straight, I feel better. I imagine that a rope is pulling the top of my head towards the sky, and the rest of my body tends to straighten out accordingly. As an aside, people who stand tall and confident are more attractive, and that's a good thing any day in my book. People who stand tall and confident are more attractive, and who doesn't want to be attractive? Okay, maybe take a look at a couple more before we close out today. Set a small goal and achieve it. People often make the mistake of shooting for the moon. And then when they fail, they get discouraged. Instead, shoot for something much more achievable. Set a goal that you know you can achieve, and then achieve it. You'll feel better about it. Now you'll get another small goal, and that one too. The more you achieve small goals, the better you'll be at it, and the better you feel. Soon, you'll be getting stronger. You'll be setting bigger, but still achievable, goals and achieving them. You know, that's what we want to do. You just kind of practice. You start off with small goals. Hit a few small goals, then the next thing you can do, move on up to a little bit larger goal. If we keep achieving them, we'll start to feel even more confident about who we are and what we're doing. Another is change a small habit. Not a big one like smoking or something like that, but just a small one. Like, well, maybe like writing things down or waking up 10 minutes earlier. Or drinking a glass of water when you something small that you know you can do, do it for about a month. And when you've accomplished it, you'll feel better. You'll feel like $1 million because you will have been able to accomplish some goals, some things that you didn't think that you could do. Smile. Here's another one. I talk to clients all the time about smiling. I know it's small and it's very bright to some, but it works. I feel instantly better when I smile, and it helps me to be kinder to others as well. I So tiny thing that can have a chain reaction. Not a bad investment of your time and of your energy. Now, talk about being generous, but also be grateful. Let other people know that you appreciate them and what they've done and what they bring to the party and so forth and so on. Okay? Because life is a humbling event. It can be a very humbling event. Exercise, well, we know exercise is always one of those that's there. I'm not going to spend time talking about benefits around exercises, how often you should exercise. Just exercise, will you? Just get out there and exercise. That is the most important one, being able to exercise. Get active. Doing something is always better than not doing anything at all. Of course, doing something could lead to mistakes, but mistakes are part of life. It's how we learn or what we learn or an opportunity to learn from doing or making mistakes. Okay? So get off your butt, get active, physically active, do something. Okay? And another one, the last one I was going to mention here is clear your desk. No, I'm guilty of not having a clear desk either, but clear your desk. Now, this might seem small, but simple things, again, for some of us may be, you know, like a mountain hill for others, okay? But has always worked wonders for me or those that I talk to. If my desk starts to get messy, and the world around me is in a crisis, clearing off my desk is my getting a little piece of my side of the world or my world, you know, back